You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. We are in the green room at Saturn in Birmingham, Alabama. I have Monk here with me.
Yes.
And we got Jackson Davis. Tell us a little bit about your band.
Hey, yeah, so I'm Jackson Davis. I'm down from Chicago. My group right now is called Safety Town, and kind of exploring like a experimental bit of new wave influences, doing a lot of synth stuff.
Yeah, Culture said earlier it was very unique.
Thanks, yeah. It's so I usually actually play with a full band. I'm definitely a studio guy who really likes exploring synthesizers and everything, but I played a few shows with a real drummer and guitarist. This is my first time really doing like a solo modular show, but it was a blast to play on the sound system and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because you told me when we messaged earlier this week, you were like, I'm going to be doing a solo show. So yeah. I figured it'd just be you and a guitar sitting up there.
Yeah, it was his first time kind of doing this thing, but I've gotten really into like modular synths, like I mentioned. So I ran it all off Ableton, basically, where I was...
I use that too.
Yeah. So I was sending
different... I'm not near as good as you are.
I honestly got into like 7 months ago after being like a big Logic Pro user. But yeah, it's really cool. I was basically sending MIDI signals to the different synths while still playing over it and singing. So I was trying to find like a mix between, being able to like make it sound like the album alone, basically.
Yeah. And the beats is really what drove everything.
Thanks. Yeah, that's actually, even compared to the album, because I had a drum machine, I tried to like really emphasize just like the kick and everything to make it more live and fun.
So tell us a little bit about the year 2020 for you. Is that what really brought Ableton and sitting down and this work?
Yeah, so I've been playing piano kind of like all my life, and I've had a few different projects. Actually, before this, I have an EP out under my own name from like 2018. Over COVID in 2020, that's when I really started like honing in on my home studio and experimenting with a lot more like experimental synthesizer sounds and samplers and everything. It's been really interesting kind of trying to combine, I'm trying to do a lot more electronic things, but still rooted in sort of indie rock, really into like LCD sound system and everything lately.
There was a lot of mentions of that when I was like researching this LCD sound system. And then there was, I wrote it down. Postal Service.
Yeah.
A lot of mentions of that in articles about you.
Yeah. LCD sound system, Postal Service, Animal Collective particularly, and like Radiohead. I love what they're doing.
Four of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
When LCD sound system, in Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, when they met, You Must Call Me Nighthawk.
Yeah.
They tuned in LCD sound system, and I was like, yes!
I gotta rewatch that.
It's at the very beginning of the film.
It's great, hell yeah.
They play about a 15-second cut of one of their songs.
That's all you need,
anyway,
So when did you come from being, you recorded under your own name to being Safety Town?
This album's being released through Earth Libraries, who put on the festival and everything.
I'm
loving working with them, especially from Chicago at school. They rep a lot of artists here.
Do you know how that started out for them? Repping artists in Chicago?
I think it was kind of a coincidence thing. I know that they work a lot with some like side bands of this group Jungle Green, and then they found like Uma Blue, and I think it really just kind of, as far as I've heard from Brian, just sort of naturally started happening. And because I knew a band that was signed through them, that let me find them as a Chicago person.
Did you just reach out to them?
It was actually, I don't do a bunch of this, but I did kind of blind send out this album. It worked out really well. And then, getting back to you were asking about the name. And, when I first signed, I was going to release it under Jackson Davis, but... I want it to be open where I can play solo stuff when I want, but other times I do like having a guitarist and a drummer, and I am trying to have more on the actual records and recordings. I've been working with a lot more people. So, I ended up switching to that name, Safety Town, to kind of make it more collaborative. So if I ever need a live band or to bring in anyone, for a while I was like, it felt kind of weird just being Jackson Davis, but having like... my guitarist friend helping out and everything. This is kind of a big part of it.
So I research a lot of bands, and a lot of times when I'm dealing with bands like Seriously, I have to do like Seriously Band.
Yeah.
So I do Safety Town, and all this like this children's program came up. So did you kind of pull from?
Yeah.
Were you a part of a Safety Town program?
There was one growing up, and I honestly was debating this a bunch if it was like. Too much to take it, but growing up in Illinois, I did like go to this little facility where they teach you how to like cross the road and stuff, and I drove past it when it was like closed over COVID and just remembered about it. And I don't know, my music, it's definitely poppy and upbeat, but I feel like the lyrics are a bit somber, and I kind of started thinking about especially because it's a bit more like new wavy influence. So first of all, Safety Town just seemed like it fit that, but then I also kind of like the bit of irony, especially with it being kind of like a kids program, but then I'm out here just doing like weird electronic stuff. So it's basically kind of the origin of that name.
Cool. Are you always from the Chicago area?
Yeah. So I grew up in Naperville, and then I've been living downtown for the past like 5 years. Went to University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, so I was actually down in Urbana for 4 years. For the past like 4 or 5 years, been downtown, and that's been awesome, just really meeting a lot of cool locals, and it really helped. I've been playing music for a while, but just seeing what everyone's doing and collaborating is really
helpful.
Yeah,
and just like going back to your influences, is like Postal Service and LCD Sound System, were those the guys that really, is that what pushed you in the synth direction, or was like, what was it before that?
Yeah, so... it's always been kind of synth heavy. I'm mainly like a keyboardist. So if you check out that first EP, it's called 701 EP under Jackson Davis. I was playing a lot of Korg SV-1 like e-piano on there, but I always had a lot of sort of synth pads and chords behind things. And I'm also a software engineer, so I really like nerding out around the tech. And the second I got into the whole modular thing, it's basically where you can kind of like build a custom synth. And I really like the music that I was listening to was a big influence, but also I just really got into the tech and like what it was itself. Just I like deeply understanding kind of how these sounds are generated, and it really opened up a lot to me. So
yeah.
And they kind of led me to listen to more of that stuff, but they've always been influences to an extent. Yeah,
and that is Uma Blue playing in the background.
And we'll have her on eventually at some point.
Another great Chicago band.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. So your new record comes out November 12th.
Yeah. So that's going to be out through Earth Libraries November 12th. It's called Fake It by Safety Town.
We've been playing the Fake It track on Indies Only. And
yeah, thank you for that.
I got to think. I don't know if it's playing tonight, but it definitely played last week. It will play again next
following week.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. But I was pretty happy with that one.
And if it's all right, I'll probably play it at the end of this to give people
an
idea
of the new record,
what you sound like.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And so that's the title track of the new record. And I had a lot of fun. Again, with kind of collaborating, a lot of it was me. I did all the synthesizers, the vocals, the drum programming and everything. I was really lucky to have, I met this amazing guitarist in Chicago named Duncan Riley. And he provided some of the guitar and the solo at the end of that, which really, I think, kind of helped elevate the song. That's a great example of kind of why I did this band name, just to bring in more people. I'm also working with a drummer, Jake Besson, He played my last live show in Chicago, so awesome. Yeah, really, really thrilled to meet those guys.
Is this your first time in the South or Alabama?
So my brother actually went to University of Alabama, okay. But this is, Roll Tide. Yeah. So I visited years and years ago, and then I was actually born in like Florida and stuff, and my grandparents live in Virginia, so yeah, I'm in the South a lot. But,
all over the place. Yeah,
yeah, but this is my first time playing a show with my own project out of Illinois, and yeah, first time driving down with all my gear. So
how was the experience?
It was good. It's been interesting. Just so I was gonna have the band play with this, but kind of with COVID, it ended up there's some uncertainty, and one of them had like a vacation, so. I actually drove down with my mom. She's a big wanted to promote it. Yeah, so that's actually been really nice. You know, I just drove down, brought all my shit, and yeah, it's been good. And we also got to play a show last night at Mom's Basement. It's really cool to be able to kind of
show that the libraries did.
And yeah, that was really cool because tonight they had an amazing sound system and everything. But yesterday was definitely more, it felt very personable and everything. So it was cool to have those kind of both, both venues here, I think. Yeah. Like,
And I think tonight you played, in my opinion, one of the best venues, or the best venue in Birmingham.
I've got to say, I am beyond impressed with this place. So yeah, it's awesome.
So what's next for you?
Yeah, so I'm still in the process of releasing this album. Fake It out November 12th. I've got another single coming out, I believe it's October 18th. So that one's called Fade Away from there. And yeah, I'm honestly already starting to work on a bunch of new tracks, trying to kind of do a follow-up album pretty soon. And then as a sort of side thing, as I've gotten more into the modular stuff, I really have gotten into sort of ambient weird synth stuff. So I've been thinking about doing almost like a Brian Eno type side project or something. Just really experimenting. I finally feel like I've hit a point where with the home studio I can explore whatever I want. It's exploring more.
Awesome. All right, so where can they find you on social media? Where can they find your music? And what about upcoming shows?
Yeah, so social media wise, I'm most active on Instagram, Safety Town Music.
Gave me a follow.
I'm big on there. That's my main social media. I've got a Facebook page as well. And right now we've got Bloom and Fake It, two singles from this new record, are out on Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming services. Just look up Safety Town. Also, plug if you want, my 2018 EP 701 by Jackson Davis is on Spotify and all that too. Upcoming show-wise, it's been a bit weird with COVID, but we're trying to organize a release show around this record, and there's a great new, or kind of a rebranding of a venue in Chicago called Golden Dagger, so we're looking to try to lock in a release show November 18th, or plus or minus a week, hoping to make that happen. That's our main next thing.
Best of luck to you, brother.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Jackson, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us. It was great to hear your set, and best of luck to you, man.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, man.
Boom.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask you to rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. Share it with your friends. This was Safety Town. We're going to hear a song called Fake It here in just a second. I'd like to thank Earth Libraries and Saturn, Indies Only, and Monk for sitting in. And we really enjoyed the weekend. All right, here comes Fake It. Peace out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.